From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning to you.
Yeah, very good morning, Mike.
Fonterra, always an important part of the economy. The current season numbers look very good. Going forward, the farm gate price just not quite as rosy. Is that what I've got out of that?
Yeah. So the global dairy trade auction earlier this week, that gave us a read on where the global, you know, global dairy commodity prices are at the moment. And I said, you know, we'd see this, we'd get some more information out of Fonterra later this week, and we did yesterday. Now, Fonterra has been through some turbulent times, you know, over the last couple of years, but financially they are making progress, and the business has been refocused, reset, I suppose, is the latest buzzword for that, isn't it? So you've got the new management team in there, and the financial metrics are improving. They've got this back to basics program, and it looks a lot better. And the other thing is they're managing to stay out of the headlines for the wrong reasons, which is always good, and just concentrating on their core business. They confirmed their full year earnings guidance. That's 15 to 25 cents per share. They'll probably end up in the top half of that range. Might even beat it. You never know. Still not sure what's going to happen in terms of dividend there. The normalised earnings for the 9 months sitting at $815 million. That's the 9 months to March. So the third quarter was an improvement on the same quarter last year, up sort of 15%. They're tracking well ahead of last year for the projected year as well. So you got the three divisions. You've got ingredients, food services, consumer. All the divisions have improved their earnings. But this is all good news. The farmgate milk price here. So for this season, a very minor tweak, 710 to 730, so midpoint at 720. The previous range had a midpoint of 730, but it's a very minor tweak. Forecast for 21, though, is where all the interest really lay. They gave a range of $5.40 to $6.90. Now, the midpoint there, $6.15, significantly lower than this year, 19% fall. But that is a very wide range, Mike, and they were at pains yesterday to talk about the uncertainty around the global outlook. So that's why they've given such a wide range. They do see potential reduced demand for dairy products out there. So look, there's just they don't know, essentially, but it does look like the farmgate price will be lower. Overall, Mike, though, I just think you have to give credit to this current management for the stability they've brought to the business. And from the outside, it looks like the culture within the business is changing. So I think you have to give credit there.
Well, as I've told you before, my brother is a mate of Miles, and he told me early on Miles is a good bloke, and it seems that that's working out well for him. Now, Sky, they got a plan.
They've got a plan. So yes, they announced they're heading to the market for a lot more capital. So they're looking to raise $157 million to help strengthen the balance sheet. Now, Sky TV has got some bonds sitting out in the market that mature next year, about $100 million. Now, if you look at the concern over Sky's sort of future, it's been expressed through the yields at which these bonds have been trading at. I mean, yesterday you could sort of invest in these bonds around 30%. Now, it's a lot better you get on a term deposit, isn't it? But clearly a lot of uncertainty around the future of Sky TV. So they're looking to raise $148 million from existing shareholders, a smaller $9 million placement to certain institutional investors. They'll use some of those proceeds to repay the bonds and fund their business. It's being done at a pretty significant discount to the current share price, so 33 cents where they're trading at the moment. The placement's going out at 12 cents, so 64% discount, but they really had to do that to make sure that people got on board with this. Do you remember they did the deal with New Zealand Rugby as well? They got the content. New Zealand Rugby became a shareholder, so we'll have to see whether New Zealand Rugby put any more money in. They made some pretty significant announcements about the future business as well, launching high-speed broadband, looking at developing an international rugby content business, so that'll be the online go-to destination for rugby fans globally, and they're mulling entering the mobile market as well. But boy, there's been a lot of headwinds for this business, hasn't Mike? I mean, 5 years ago, $6 that share price, making almost $400 million a year. But, you know, they've had to battle to hang on to their content competition everywhere they look. But they're fighting talk. They'll get the cash. They just need to survive, Mike. They just got to survive. What are the numbers? Well, a little bit of red, actually, on the screens at the moment. Not major, but the Dow Jones 24,525, it's down about 50 points. The S&P 500 2957 down 14 points, that's about 0.5%, and the Nasdaq down roughly 0.5% as well, 9325 down 50 points. The FTSE 100 down 52.86%. 6,015 was the close there. The Nikkei, 20,552, down 0.2%. Shanghai Composite, 2,867, down 16. Australasia, the ASX 200, lost 0.4% yesterday. 5,550 was the close. And locally, we lost 0.52%, 57 points, closing at 10,731. Kiwi still strong, though, 0.6114 US. 0.9315 Aussie, 0.5578 Euro, 0.4997 pounds, 65.83 yen. Gold, $1,722. Brent crude, $35.92.
Another great week. Have a good weekend, mate. Andrew Kelleher, he and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.